But the Gay Teachers and Student Gay TAS, I was a member of. I don't know whether from the earliest times or not, but I did go to the meetings for that in 33 Glebe Point Road. Mm.
Campaigns? What were your folk? You wrote letters about. What was it about?
Well, for example, there was the parents and teachers, parents and PNC, parents and citizens mob were thinking about saying that it was all right to have homosexual teachers. So I wrote an article that was published in their journal and wrote to them. And unfortunately, that vote lost by one vote. So they didn't endorse gay teachers. Mm. But it moved things very close on, you know, on. And, you know, they were aware of the issues and I was able to expose some of their potential fears and show that they were baseless, really.
I might be getting my chronology wrong, but the booklet was put out by the Melbourne group, Melbourne Gay Teachers.
Young, Gay and Proud.
Young, Gay and Proud, yeah, that's it. Mm. And there was some funding, you received some funding to do, is it something similar in Sydney? Or
yes, I was not involved in that. Geoffrey Osling was involved in that. Then there was a fuss in Parliament and Geoffrey didn't proceed with it.
Mm.
But I remember meetings about how, a big meeting one weekend about how we should develop that material. Now, John, the material was simple. It was a couple of lessons. That's all that had to be developed. But such was the fear around it that people did not have the confidence to just go ahead and done. Had it been my money, I would have done it, just done it. But other people were very frightened about it, and that money was just left in the bank. But too much advice was sought, inappropriate advice from academics, and it all was made too complicated and too hard, and the meeting was too big. All it required was two teachers to sit down and plan the lessons. I mean, I could have done it, but it was not my call to do it.
Mm.
I did go and see the headmistress, the one that flirted with all of the Benny Hill one, the heads of departments, and I showed her Young, Gay and Proud and said, I want it put in the school library. And she said, leave it with me. She was horrified, of course. She said, leave it with me. She said, unable to touch it, so I sort of pushed it across the desk at her. Ghastly woman, really ghastly. And she then, having considered it for 3 weeks and probably rang every inspector and the Minister for Education, said it could be in the school library as long as it was in a locked cupboard, and then if any child asked for it, the librarian could unlock it and give it to them. I'd bought some copies, so, I mean, I, of course, sort of ridiculous. So I said, oh, well, that's the best you can do, put it in your locked cupboard.